Fusion? Rocket? We've tested small models. The system works. Now we need to build a full-scale prototype and test it. We're planning a mission to the asteroid belt, and the spacecraft have gone to the belt on ordinary rockets. Why do you need a fusion system? Those were unmanned vehicles. This mission will carry a crew of 4, maybe 6. To the asteroid belt? Why? To start prospecting for the metals and minerals that the people of Earth need, Dan said. Cardenas' face turned stony. Coldly, she asked, What are you trying to accomplish, Mr. Randolph? I'm trying to save the Earth. I know that sounds pompous, but if we don't... I see no reason to save the Earth, Cardenas said, flatly. Dan gaped at her. They got themselves into this greenhouse mess. They were warned, but they paid no attention. The politicians, the business leaders, the news media, none of them lifted a finger until it was too late. That's not entirely true, Dan said softly, remembering his own struggles to get the world's leaders to recognize the looming greenhouse cliff before it struck. True enough, Cardenas replied. And then there's the new morality and all those other ultra-conservative cults. Why do you want to save them? They're people, Dan blurted. Human beings. Let them sink in their own filth, Cardenas said, her words dripping acid. They've earned whatever they get. But... Dan felt completely at sea. I don't understand. They exiled me. She almost snarled the words. Because I injected nanomachines into my body, they prevented me from returning to Earth. Their fanatics assassinated anyone who spoke in favor of nanotechnology. Did you know that? Dan shook his head mutely. They attacked Moonbase back before it became Cellini. One of their suicide killers blew up Professor Zimmerman in his own lab. And you want me to help them? Shocked by her vehemence, Dan mumbled, But that was years ago. I was there, Mr. Randolph. I saw the mangled bodies. And then when we won, and even the old United Nations had to recognize our independence, those hypocritical ignoramuses passed laws exiling anyone who had accepted nanomachines into her body. I understand that, but I had a husband. She went on, blue eyes snapping. I had 2 daughters. I have 4 grandchildren in college that I've never touched, never held them as babies, never sat down at the same table with them. Another woman might have burst into tears, Dan thought, but Cardenas was too furious for that. How the hell can I reach her, he wondered. She seemed to recover herself. Placing both hands on her desktop, she said more mildly, I'm sorry for the tirade, but I want you to understand why I'm not particularly interested in helping the people of Earth. Then how about helping the people of Cellini? Her chin went up a notch. What do you mean? A working fusion drive can make it economical to mine hydrates from the carbonaceous asteroids, even scoop water vapor from comets. She thought about that for a moment. Then, or even scoop fusion fuels from Jupiter, I imagine. Dan stared at her. 12 lords a-leaping, I hadn't even thought of that. Jupiter's atmosphere must be loaded with hydrogen and helium isotopes. Cardenas smiled slightly. I presume you could make a considerable fortune from all this. I've offered to do it, at cost. Her brows rose. At cost? He hesitated, then admitted, I want to help the people of Earth. There's 10 billion of them, less the millions who've already been killed in the floods and epidemics and famines. They're not all bad guys. Cardenas looked away from him for a moment, then admitted, No, I suppose they're not. Your grandchildren are down there. That's a low blow, Mr. Randolph. Dan. He It's still a low blow, and you know it. He smiled at her. I'm not above a rabid punch or two if it'll get the job done. She did not smile back, but she said, I'll spin this Mars work off to a couple of my students. It's mostly routine now, anyway. I'll be back in Selene within the week. Thanks. You're doing the right thing, Dan said. I'm not as sure of that as you are. He got up from his chair. I guess we'll just have to see where it all leads. Yes, we will, she agreed. Dan shook hands with her again and then left her office. Don't linger once you get what you want. Never give the other side the chance to reconsider. He had Cardenas' agreement, no matter that it was reluctant. Okay. I've got the team I need. Duncan and his crew can stay Earthside. Cardenas will direct the construction job. Now, to confront Humphreys.
End of Side 6.
Selene.
And he's madder in hell, Pancho finished. Dan nodded somberly as they rode an electric cart through the tunnel from the spaceport to Selene proper. Pancho had been at the spaceport to meet him on his return flight from Nueva Venezuela, looking worried, almost frightened about Humphreys.
I guess I'd be ticked off too, he said, if our positions were reversed. The two of them were alone in the cart. Dan had deliberately waited until the four other passengers of the transfer ship had gone off toward the city. Then he and Pancho had clambered aboard the next cart. The automated vehicles ran like clockwork along the long, straight tunnel. What do you want to do? Pancho asked. Dan grinned at her. I'll call him and arrange a meeting. At the OK Corral? No, he said, laughing. Nothing so grim. It's time he and I talked about structuring a deal together. Frowning, Pancho asked, Do you really need him now? I mean, with the nanotech and all? Can't you run this show yourself and keep him out of it? I don't think that would be the smart thing to do, Dan replied. After all, he did start me off on this fusion business. If I tried to cut him out altogether, he'd have a legitimate gripe. That's what he expects you to do. Dan watched the play of shadows over her face as the cart glided silently along the tunnel. Light and shadow, like watching a speeded-up video of the sun going across the sky. I don't play the game the same way he does, he said at last. And I don't want this project tied up by lawyers for the next 99 years. Pancho grunted with distaste. Lawyers. Humphreys brought the fusion project to me because he wants to get into Astro. I know how he works. He figures that he'll finance the fusion work in exchange for a block of Astro's stock. Then he'll finagle some more stock, put a couple of his clones on my board of directors, and sooner or later toss me out of my own company. Can he do that? That's the way he operates. He snatched half a dozen corporations that way. Right now, he's on the verge of taking over Masterson Aerospace. Masterson? Pancho looked shocked. Dan said, Yep. Half the world drowning and the rest cooking from this double-damned greenhouse, and he's using it to snatch and grab. He's a goddamned opportunist. A vampire sucking the life out of everything he touches. So what are you going to do? Keep his investment in the fusion project to a minimum, Dan said. And keep the fusion project separate and apart from Astro Corporation. Good luck, she said glumly. Dan grinned at her. Hey, don't look so worried. I've been through this kind of thing before. This is what the corporate jungle is all about. Yeah, maybe, but I think he'll get rough if he doesn't get his way. Real rough. With a brash shrug, Dan replied, That's why I keep Big George around. Big George? Who's he? Dan had made his quick trip to Nueva Venezuela without George.